If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It gets crazy. Like, I, you know.
Who wrote this article? Sip?
Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, Sip wrote this article. I'm about to text him, tighten him up real quick.
Well, somebody asked the question, you know, I mean, folks are making those decisions, right, about whether they're going to go, whether they're going to stay. I'm a member of this club. I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care. Look, you
yeah, I'm a firm believer. You got to do whatever you think is best for you at that time.
Like, I'm not getting emotionally twisted because somebody's not sure they're going to go.
Yeah, you ain't got no apples and no oranges, man. Hope you all make the right decision.
No, I mean. And it's more often than not, it's the wrong decision.
Yeah, and that's why it's no different than the transfer portal.
Do people have a real understanding of what's going on in the transfer portal? Like, do people really?
I don't think anybody really knows. I always call it's a vortex. You're in an unknown world, and you're all vying for it. It's almost like you got thousands and thousands of people trying to vie for, like, the same girl.
Well, that's kind of my point. It's kind of like –
I don't think anybody really knows. It's no different than, the NFL draft. There's going to be entries that go in there.
It's you at a bar with 500 people.
And trying to get one of them to pick
trying to get the right one. Like, the right one for you.
Right.
And the right one for them.
Right. It's got – like, it's a relationship. It's no different if you go into the NFL draft. You could get drafted. But you could get drafted, and it's not the right situation.
Like, oh, man, I got drafted by Detroit.
Right.
Like, oh,
it looked like
Tampa. Like, it looked like Tampa. It talked like Tampa.
Sure.
The crib. It was Detroit, man.
Or anybody. You get there, and it's a bad organization. There's a lot of turnover from GM to head coaches. Then next here you comes a GM and a head coach that necessarily doesn't think favorable, you know, think of you very highly, right? Then next thing you know, you're gone, or they come in a different offense or a different defense. You might not suit that defense. Or what people don't understand is it's such a copycat league. So, you know, everybody's trying to, you know, recreate or replicate Patrick Mahomes in their offense, or, you know, the defense of Tampa Bay that stopped them, so forth and so on. So, you know, you got to sit back sometimes and look at this and make sure you're making the right decision. But ultimately, it's their decision. Everybody that's making decisions is a grown man. You got to deal with it. Hopefully, it works out for everybody. But here's what also kids don't understand. This is also going from high school to college and definitely to the pros. It's one thing if you're lucky enough to make it, okay, to get there. It's a whole different ball game sticking and then continuing to be good and continue to prove yourself and be that guy, because it's one thing to come in and be hungry and hunt. It's another thing to stay hungry and be the hunted, because then you got to constantly do self-evaluation. And kids these days don't self-evaluate very well.
Well, but, I mean, a lot of this stuff is, some coach from the middle of the country reaching out to a coach on one of the extremes of the country about a player that that coach wants to get rid of anyway, and then still being able to get the truth about that player. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't really know. I don't know how the transfer thing goes. I'm sure they got people. I'm hoping that, and I don't know all the rules, so if I'm misspeaking, then so be it. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't have any skin coming off my back, but I'm assuming if I was going to be going into the portal, I'd like to think I'm able to go and call my high school coach or somebody that I trust and have them kind of help me through the process of.
And that's assuming your high school coach
is willing to.
Is willing to, yeah, and yeah, able to. Because he may not be a dude that has college coaches want to talk to.
Right. So, I mean, it's all – I mean, you know, you could have a list of schools and your high school coach calling, but you might be on the list, but you ain't at the top of the list.
And the coach might not be there for you.
Right, and the coach might not be there for you. Your high school coach might not be there for you. Or the coach that maybe recruited you at certain time might not be there or might be gone. You know, say like you're in the portal and say Nick used to recruited me and he was at, say, Utah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Nick technically is at Utah, but come December 20th or whenever.
Deuces. The first,
he's at Utah State.
Yep.
And so then, therefore, Nick can't communicate with me because Utah already knows he's going to Utah State.
And they're running a different system, and Nick, he's not going to fit there.
Right, but at the end of the day, there's the restrictions on it. So, I mean, look, when you get in there, I mean, there's more kids in the transfer portal than there is spots. There's more people that are going to go out for the draft than there is spots, and this is what people also don't understand. With COVID last year, priority free agents, street free agents didn't get a chance to get into camps, let alone to even a lot of pro days. Mm-hmm. So there's guys that are been training for a year or two that are still on teams' radar that are going to get shots, mm-hmm. Obviously barring that there's not another COVID outbreak. Yeah. On top of, you have super seniors and regular seniors going into the draft just in this draft alone. So, you know, a lot of times you kind of want that, you know, overabundance of players to kind of sift through for a year or two.
Somebody just said a thing, and my gut reaction was one thing. I'm not sure that yours would be the same. Would you rather have a great recruiter and an average coach, or a great coach and an average recruiter? College football.
I want both. Yeah, it's not. I don't want either. I want. I'm paying you to do both, right?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, you're a great recruiter. I mean, I get it because you can sell the university and sell yourself, but then you don't know how to coach football,
right? Like that's
weird.
Well, that's, like you, that was I mean, my reaction to it was
like there's some guys that really know how to recruit, have a lot of relationships, and know kind of can get some. You just can't be really, really bad at either, especially coaching.
But we know programs that are really bad at one or the other.
Yeah, and there's coaches that are really, really bad at one or the other. But yeah. But I'd want every coach to be a great
especially
or a good coach,
at,
and then obviously
the
a good, to, yeah, and a good to great recruiter.
Now, if you tell me that you're at
– and an evaluator too.
You're at Baldwin, right? You're at Baldwin University. You're one or the other. You're probably a great coach, but not the best recruiter.
Right.
James Madison, you're probably a better recruiter than you are a coach.
Right. You got to, and also,
but at Power Five, you have to be both. You really
should.
Yeah,
and you got to be able to evaluate guys in multiple positions.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right. It's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That fits you, but you got to be able to evaluate talent. You can't just be like, oh, DP is 6'2", 215, and he runs this. So you got to see, like, can he really play? Because you might be 6'2", 215, or whatever it is that we need at, say, like a position, but you stiff. And if you can't move, you can't play.
But that's the great line. It's kind of like being in media or being in movies, that the higher up you go, the less you have to know, to pay attention to. Nick Saban ain't seeing two-star film. It doesn't reach him.
Right.
He's really trying to figure out what the finest cut of meat is, like of the finest cuts of meat. Now, if you're at Utah State, guess what? You got to have an eye.
You got to have an eye, boy.
And you can't miss.
You can't miss.
Nick Saban misses. You ain't never going to know he missed. There's guys that
transfer out of Alabama.
But that dude's never going to get on the field. He's never going to cost Nick Saban a minute. He's not going to cost him a game. He's never going to cost him make a terrible play. That dude ain't never going to get on the field. Like, he's going to get to practice, and they're going to wear him out, and he's never going to know.
If you miss at Nebraska,
it's a big deal because the margin of error has increased.
Yeah, it depends on where you're at. I remember when I think Alabama beat Georgia for the national title, maybe, because I think they were playing in the Sugar Bowl. And remember Alabama had the guy on kickoff, he was an outside linebacker. He was a highly recruited kid, and he got into it on the field and then got into it kind of with Nick Saban, and mm-hmm. then he really got into it with the assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best example of a guy that ended up leaving there in the transfer portal. And I think he went to, like, Arkansas State or mm-hmm. something. That, you know, kind of showed that, you know, it was a bust for Nick Saban, because he's a guy that had – tons of potential out of high school, and he never worked. So,
but think about that. If you go to Central Arkansas or Arkansas State from Alabama, that's because everybody that knows Nick Saban was like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, all them boxes, just like, he was deleted from a whole lot of list of
especially
candidates
for that. Now,
right?
Look, but for every one of those guys, mm-hmm. Alvin Kamara was there, and he went to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because you had, like, Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, so forth and so on. It was just a matter of overabundance of NFL running backs, and Alvin Kamara went to Tennessee.
Think about that. Just think about that. That's exactly the point. That they are so, like, there are no misses in those programs, and there's only a handful of programs where that exists.
Right.
But everybody else can't miss. Like, you've really got to have.
You're gonna miss, but you can't miss at a high percentage to where it hurts your recruiting class, and then it hurts your.
Well, but you see though. You see when that number is wrong, and you go, wait a minute, this is like, we have wasted time, effort, energy, resources, and money.
Yeah. Then you have to find a way. So say like Nick, right? Babyface gangster is the number one, you know, one of the top defensive tackles. But we get here, and, you know, he gets a little boo-boo. He can't play like he playing, mm-hmm. can't play hurt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he likes to be out at parties and the frat parties, you know. He's like a little club kid. And we figure, like, okay, he's a bust. Okay, well, he's actually our bust. So now we got to find a way. Instead of ideally, we'd like to get 50 plays out of Nick mm-hmm. as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, just say 50. Mm-hmm. We got to find a way to get 15 good, solid plays out of him. We got to find
some teams.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he's a defensive tackle, but there's got to be something that he or we can coach him to do that's
better
not
than everything else.
Everything, something that he can do in a role to get something out of him versus just having sitting there.
He doesn't get to Clemson without being able to show that there's one thing that he does.
Nobody
that
does.
Need.
I mean, these guys aren't getting $200,000 scholarships without showing something that you can
right.
do.
Right. So people, that thing exists.
It does exist. We got to bring it out of you. And if you, as much as Nick wants to hide it, we got to get it out of him.
Yep.
Or something close to it. I always remember, I think when Alabama won one of their first national championships, they had a I call him all-time pass rusher that came off the bench because they were real big, mm-hmm. right? They had remember Darius, the defensive tackle. They were just extremely yeah. huge across their front 3-4. Yeah. Not very pass rush oriented. Still, I mean, they had 4 or 5 sacks each or something like that. They brought a guy off the bench. I think he was number 59, who on third down package, he would run their stunts and stuff like that. Mm. He got a ton of pressures. He got a sacks and stuff like that. Well, that's the example, right? He might have came in, maybe he wasn't able to put weight on, or he was a guy that walked on and developed there. Mm-hmm. So then he was able to play a role that would end up being effective. So that's part of it too, because sometimes everybody looks at recruiting that if you sign 20 guys, we're getting 20 all-conference players. That's not the case.
Yeah, but they get pretty close.
Alabama, yeah, but I'm just talking about in general. Like,
we know that Vanderbilt, Purdue, Indiana.
No, I'm just talking about
like
even –
you're rolling dice. Like, it's ha.
Not every guy that Ohio State, Michigan recruits, they're not that dumb to be thinking 20 guys year after year are going to develop into – all conference.
Well, because
players.
You can't play, but you can only play one.
Exactly. Like, so you know, this is the guy that fits a need. We need a number two tight end that's going to be like our big power run blocker.
Let me answer this. So John asked the question, is Urban a great X and O coach? He says it's debatable. No, it is not.
No, it is not.
No, it is not.
No.
He's no, a phenomenal. No, it is not. That dude, oh, my. Go to his film study. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's a
matter of fact, go online, jump online and find Urban Meyer's X and O study.
No,
he's exceptional.
Urban Meyer is the one when we talked about do you need a great coach or a great recruiter? He's both.
He's both.
And he's a great motivator. He's a great evaluator.
Yeah.
And he's very, very detailed.
Yep. Yep. All good. We'll throw the break. Come back. We'll close out old school. Still got a long night, but buckle up.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.